What is this object? What is it made of? When and where did you get it? Where do you keep this object, and why? What do you use this object for? What part of your tradition does it reflect? Explain how you feel about it. Answer. I come from a country that is famous for its rich culture and heritage. And there are so many traditional objects that reflect Vietnamese culture, and they are commonly found in most parts of the country. But the most important object is the áo dài. Áo dài, a Vietnamese traditional dress, or most well known under the name áo dài, has always been one of the most iconic things when it comes to what could be representing Vietnam best. It is made of a variety of fabrics, and it is harmoniously accompanied by pants. It comes in different colors, depending on the person who wears it. So they can choose any color they prefer. Áo dài first appeared in Hue as a Vietnamese traditional dress in that period. Nowadays, the áo dài is obviously the first choice of Vietnamese women when it comes to what to wear on special occasions, like the Tet holiday, the opening days of companies, graduation ceremonies, and wedding days. More commonly, it is worn by high school girls or flight attendants. Actually, I have an áo dài, and my mother made it. It's made of silk, and its pants are made of cotton. So it's very comfortable and easy to breathe. And I wore it to my wedding ceremony last year. Many people praised it. Because it's really precious to me, I put it in my wardrobe and only wear it on special occasions. I really like wearing áo dài because áo dài has inherently been an elegant symbol of the Vietnamese in general and of the Saigonese in particular. Thus, the Vietnamese traditional dress has been gradually labeled as a symbol of the beauty of Vietnamese women.